Continuing on with this example, first we'll take the surface and 6 kilometer wind and average them to find the mean U. This is easy if all the segments are roughly equal, like in this example. It would be a bit more labor-intensive if you had very different segment lengths. Then do the same calculations for the V components, which is about 7 meters per second. Once the mean U and V are found, you can connect them with the vector that is the mean wind, the red line. Then the point, which is the star, signifies the storm motion. Now from here it gets more complicated with the variations that can occur, even with this example, where this whole profile that, for instance, can be reoriented onto a different axis. Say, we reorient this entire profile and all the vectors 45 degrees to the left, which would be a bit more realistic. Also, you can have multiple curves and make this profile look more like an S shape, which would be much more difficult to compute, but again, is not uncommon in the real world.